This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe. On this episode, I take the Kinsey scale test.
Yeah, we see if Joe is any percent gay. And then we also talk about cheaters and whether or not would you forgive them. Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe Santagato. Today we have a returning guest.
Yeah, one of my close friends, Emma Willman,
What's
is here.
What's going on?
Hey, Ems.
How you doing?
You haven't been on in like 2 years.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
We've done this for 2 years.
Oh my God.
Happy anniversary.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah. Oh. Wow.
Yeah, because I think I had just started doing stand-up again, right?
You were
around
like,
that.
She was very early on.
Yeah. Yeah. You were one of our first. We did like sexual identity.
Right. And I think I had just been doing stand-up again for like 8 months, which is insane.
And now you're fucking killing it.
Trying.
Doing great. She has her own show on Sirius.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called The Check Spot. And I take albums that are not in rotation on Sirius XM and I introduce them to the channel. And then after my show, they go into rotation, but it's comedy albums. So it's like all the comedy channels, but it's on Raw Dog.
Go Ems.
Yeah, thank you. Channel 99.
Yeah. So here's one of the topics I wanted to actually get into, because I got an email from not just a listener, but someone I have actually developed a friendship with. She was talking about...
So you developed friendship. Also, I
should
have said...
Well, I read her tarot.
Congratulations on all your guys' success with the show.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
So Kate's making friends. is Joe making friends?
I don't think Joe's made any friends from the podcast.
I have.
Also, Joe
on
has
the podcast. Oh, on the show. That's true.
Joe has a gash on his arm. What happened to you?
I fell during football.
Joe's bleeding onto the table.
Yeah. I'm bleeding everywhere. I'm bleeding
Joe's
out.
Been shot.
Yeah. I haven't even asked if he's okay. I'm like, yeah. We got to record.
No, yeah, I fell down. My whole like right side is fucking cut up. My shoulder, my elbow, and leg. It's nice. It's a lot of fun.
Did you win the game?
We got smoked.
Damn.
So, no, we didn't.
Well, you went down really with
tried. We did win this past weekend, though, so that was nice. This is 2 weeks old.
Okay. So, So I read tarot for one of our listeners. I love her. And so we become friends in that way.
Yeah.
But, so one of the things was we were talking about forgiveness, because there was a family situation going on where she was trying to... I don't want to like share too much personal stuff, but there are many situations where you're like, okay, I want to forgive the person. And I'm like, and forget. I'm like, yeah, but that's not always, you can't force a forgiveness if you're not really forgiving the person. Mm-hmm. And there's something, especially around spiritual people, where they're just like, it's all unconditional love. And it's like, you can love whoever unconditionally, but that doesn't mean you're in an unconditional relationship. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like there's confusion there where people go, oh, just forgive.
Right. And then you're negating that you're actually also getting hurt.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So that's just like the first thing I wanted to get into, is just how important it is to not negate your feelings. Because if you legitimately are still upset at that person and haven't resolved that, you can't just go, oh, no, it's fine. I'll just send them unconditional love. It wasn't personal.
Do you think it could be one of those things sometimes with forgiveness where it's like, where she's trying to push the forgiveness, where it's like, I'm going to almost fake it till I make it, where it's like, I need to forgive this person. I haven't forgive them. So I'm going to like force the forgiveness, and then hopefully I will, because there's that. But then also, if you forgive someone and they're not doing anything to change their actions and they're still hurting you, then you're just hurting yourself.
Exactly.
Which is no good in my experience.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Got the t-shirt.
Are you guys more the ones that are forgiving or the ones getting forgiven? Because I'm always the one trying to get forgiven.
I don't really know.
I'm the fucker upper. Like, I'm the doer of the fucking uppering, where then people are like, I forgive you.
I'm the one that has to forgive.
Fucker
I'm
uppering.
Sorry, Kate.
I forgive you, Emma.
Okay, thank you.
I think that forgiving and forget is kind of a dumb thing. Like, why would you forgive and forget? If you want to forgive someone, cool, but why just like, oh, that never happened. No, it's cool. Don't worry about it. Because like, if their behavior repeats itself, then it's like, oh, okay, well, I made a big mistake forgiving this, because if there's a pattern, there's a pattern.
Oh, God.
What?
Well, I'm always trying to argue against that, because I always like screw something up and then I'm like, I'm going to change and blah, blah, blah.
But you have to really listen.
But you're right.
I believe in change and I believe in growth. However, like I was in a relationship where I got hurt and then the person's like, I'm sorry. And I believe that that person means it.
Right.
But don't tell me you're sorry until you're actually trying to take action to change that behavior. Don't apologize for stealing from my purse while you're taking another one
right
out of my wallet.
Or you're planning how to spend the money that you stole. Exactly. It's like, no, mother, give the money back and say you're sorry.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah. So.
And how do you forgive? Like, what's the right way to forgive? Because saying you're sorry almost feels empty sometimes.
I found myself forgiving people for their peace of mind, so they'll just leave me alone. Because I know, someone will do something, and I'll be like, well, you know, in my head, I'm like, well, this is not a person I necessarily want to be friends with. Like, got enough friends, don't need this one, whatever. And they're just like, will you forgive me? And I'm like, yeah, sure. You're forgiven. I'll just say it. Like, I forgive you.
But you can forgive a person, but still not want anything to do with them.
Right. And that's like easy.
Without holding that grudge.
For me, that's easy. True. Like, it's easy for me to not hold grudges. You know what I mean? Because I just feel like I'm so blessed in so many other ways that, like, for me to be upset about something that someone did to me, like, I don't care, man. I say I forgive you and you'll go away. Cool. Like, take whatever.
Well, you know
please.
How to let it go. That's the forgive. It's almost the letting it go and not holding
on
to it.
Yeah, like, why do you give a shit?
You.
Like, who cares?
Has there been stuff where you've, like, never forgiven the person?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I can only really remember one thing.
Can you tell us or no?
No, I don't want to say what it is. Okay. But, yeah, I just don't, but you know what it was? Like, it's hard for me to do something like that, to not forgive someone. I don't necessarily hold a grudge. I've seen this person around and, you know, I could be, I'm not going to like fight the kid or whatever, right. You know what I mean? I'm not like that. But it's just the thing, like, a pattern of behavior, you know, like very close in a row and, you know, stuff that he didn't think I knew, but I did. You know what I mean? That he did, and he just, you know, he was trying to apologize as well. But I'm just like, you know, I don't need that kind of person in my life. Like, if you're gonna do that like a bunch of times in a row, like, you know what I mean? I'm like an easy person to get along with. Like, even if you do something wrong, like
me too.
I'm it's like hard to get me upset. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like for that reason, I'm just like, you know, whatever. Like I don't associate with him really.
Is there anyone where they've done something where you haven't forgiven it?
Yes.
I definitely got a couple things.
You know what? But I have forgiven and I haven't. It's that same situation of I forgive it because I don't think it's personal. And I think the person did it out of fear and out of a cycle of what they learned in the sense of how to survive. Mm-hmm. However, I haven't forgiven completely because I know that they're still in that energy.
Right.
So it's like I can forgive it, but I would never actually have that person back in my life unless it felt healthy, unless right. I really knew that whatever that energy system is has been healed. And a lot of times it's like survival, like people steal or cheat or talk behind your back because they're getting something from it. It's a very fear-based way of being. So until I see that something has, and not a lot of people actually change and grow, but it's possible. But until I see that person has really healed that deeper thing, I don't even want to be around them. Not because I haven't forgiven, but I'm like, it doesn't feel safe
right.
to be in a dynamic with them.
Repeat offender.
Exactly.
Yeah. I always like, I don't know. I always find myself like, if I was dating a girl, she cheated on me, I would be upset, sure. And then, even like, I would say 3 months later, like I could forgive her and
what
be
if she,
totally fine.
What like, if I wouldn't she cheated even on you with your like close your cousin who is your friend and also was like your like roommate?
I like that you kept adding.
Yeah.
To it.
Yes.
and your fraternal twin.
And,
yeah.
And you both have a matching tattoo.
And you guys somehow have a baby together.
Yeah. Like, what? I mean. Again, like something like this, like personally for me, cheating, I would easily be able to forgive someone who cheated because, like, I wouldn't necessarily, like, because I know I wouldn't date them again, you know what
right.
I mean? And it was just like, that's like easy, like, it would be easy for
just
me
like
to just
you're
be like,
out.
Yeah, whatever, you know what I mean? And like, yeah, sure, like, I understand. I get why people cheat. I understand that, you know what I mean? But why I don't necessarily want to be in a relationship with this person ever again. So I will forgive you, yeah, like, cool.
What if they cheated for a reason that you guys could work out and the cheating was like a really cowardly way of them doing something that they weren't sure how to address?
Well, I don't
asking for a friend.
I, personally, I like I don't know. Do you want?
Is there anything you want to share with us, Emma?
Well, also I want to say one other thing too. For me, a big thing of forgiveness is like resolve. Like say you did something like really awful, and then I was like really upset about it, but then you came to me and were like, I'm struggling with this, I'm struggling with that. I did it because like my dad hit me. I'd be like, oh my God. I'd almost forgive anything if someone can explain where it came from. Then I'm like, I got you.
But I've been in a situation where
sometimes that's dangerous.
They can explain. Yeah. And I believe that the person mourns it and actually right. believes that it's true.
Right.
But until they're really taking actions to really, it's one thing to understand, oh, I hit you because my dad used to hit me. Right. And when that anger boils up, I don't know what to do with it. That's great that you're finally seeing it. But until it's actually healed and dealt with,
and how do you assess
how
that?
Do you have a relationship with that person?
How do you assess?
You can feel into you can feel it. You can, because it's
see,
often
you've got good boundaries then, because I'd almost be like, oh, that's why that happened, like, all right, come back, and then like,
and the
we
next
have
thing
bad
you know
cycle.
It comes yeah. right back in.
Yeah,
yeah, because you don't want to necessarily forgive someone like easily like that. Usually like if someone is like one of my friends who I'm really good friends with has done, you know, something that I years ago considered awful. I hated it, what he did, and I was like, you're out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you know, whatever, it's easy for me to cut you, like, I don't care, you know what I mean? And we didn't talk for a very long time, and during this entire period he was very forgiving, like all the time, like wanted to just, you know, whatever. But there was a time period that I just like let it go, because either I was dealing with myself, or even like, you know, seeing that, you know, after a month, does this kid actually give a shit still? Or is it like, all right, yeah, whatever, fuck him then. You know what I mean?
Right.
Which is what some people do, is like, they're forgiving at first because they know you're upset. But once time goes on, like, do you forget about it, or does it still bother you? You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And that's when you actually see whether this person is actually wants forgiveness, or if they're just saying that because they don't want to be on your bad side or some shit.
Right. And a lot of times they mean it in the moment, but they're actually still just saying it out of survival. Like, yeah. In the moment, it's like, you know, the guy who gets caught cheating is always sorry when he's caught. Like, you know what I mean, though? Like,
right.
Like, who isn't? The cruelest person would get caught cheating and being like, well, fuck you. You know right. what I mean? Like, I guess that happens.
Right.
But most people immediately, when they're caught, they're like crying and they are sorry. And they're like, why did I do that? Why am I doing this?
Yeah, because sometimes you do it and you're like in denial about what you're doing. And then you're like, oh my God, I hadn't even faced what I did.
Exactly.
Or sometimes maybe you want your partner to know because you haven't like talked about things you need to talk about.
Okay, so what's going on, Emma?
Well,
let's just get
to
it.
Because I did that. I mean, I've cheated before for sure. But I always did it. Like I always did it. And the reason I always.
Why do you cheat?
Well, so it changed. So what happened was I used to do it like back in the day, and I blamed it on this, and then I worked it out with a therapist because I cheated one time on someone I really didn't want to cheat on. But what happened was, like, my dad was a big womanizer, and I was the only one that just lived with him, so I would see him always cheating on these women, and some of the women he was with were like these like awful people. But I would tell him, I'd be like, no matter what happens, no matter how awful this woman is, once you cheat, you're the bad guy, and you're not gonna get any. No one's gonna want to be like, oh, this person was so awful to you, because then you do the ultimate wrong thing, and it's like, well, now you're the bad guy. You mm-hmm. were the cheater, so you were the wrong in that situation. Mm-hmm. But I kind of saw it like, okay, either you cheat or you get cheated on. That's how relationships end, I guess.
Wow.
And then I would just kind of like cheat on people I was with to avoid intimacy, because I'd be like, well, no matter what, they'll never know the real me, blah, blah. And then I stopped and didn't cheat. I didn't cheat for years, but then I've had these instances where people have said I cheated, and like, I don't even know if I'm like, no, I didn't cheat. That wasn't cheating. Like with Sasha, I remember she said I cheated.
Why?
But I don't know. She said there was some overlap with an actress, and maybe there was. I don't remember. I didn't think I was cheating.
By the way, it's being filmed, so you might want to come a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hello.
As well.
Oh, yeah.
But, okay. Well, no, because sometimes you do in the gray.
Yeah, I did in the gray.
Like some sexting.
Well, so then, then there was a case. I can't say which relationship it was out of respect to the relationship.
I hear you.
But I was in a relationship, and then there we were having like situation. We weren't like connected sexually. And then I started like sex texting with an ex who I didn't even care about. I just was like looking for some connection in that. But like that, so there's like, because there's different kinds of cheating. There's emotional cheating and physical cheating. And then just like, to me, it was almost like an interactive porn, because I was just like looking for like that kind of energy. But it was not the right thing to do.
Here's the thing.
It was wrong, and it was cowardly. Indicative of other things, though. Like, I wanted to get caught because I wanted to be like, I'm at a breaking point here. What are we going to do?
It's often when the person's not happy or fulfilled, but they're too scared to leave or to speak up. So they do something to hurt the person or to go out and get what they need.
Right.
Without caring,
it's very controlling. What the too. Other?
Yeah, it is very controlling.
Because when you cheat, it's
very
like
selfish.
It's very controlling because it's basically being like, I'm going to put all the cards in. I get all the cards now to dictate how this goes without you getting to conversate about it.
Yes.
I don't know.
I thought you would.
Have you ever cheated, Joe?
No, I haven't.
Good for you. And you never have, Kate?
No.
Never.
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 I haven't been in a relationship.
Never. The only grayest thing I've ever done was towards the end of a relationship like 4 years ago.
What about talking to other people? You've been with someone, well, you're kind of talking to someone?
No.
Really?
No. I guess the grayest is like 2 weeks leading up to a breakup. I was calling one of my exes, but not in any kind of flirty way. I was just crying a lot about my relationship, being like, I don't know what
to
do.
That's not gray at all.
It's not gray at all.
That's like yellow.
Yeah.
It's far from gray.
That's like not even on the color wheel.
Yeah, because there was no flirting. It was just like, I don't know what to do. I think, you know what I mean? I don't cheat. I haven't had the opportunity to cheat.
Like, I'm...
What? You must get girls throwing themselves at you all the time.
I don't, like, date, though. Like, this is the only real, like, long relationship I've ever been in.
Nice.
Yeah.
I just feel like, what's the point? I really want connection. I really want to find that person that I can have a real intimate thing with. So if I'm getting to a place where I even want to cheat,
right,
which has never really happened, but just thoughts of like, I'm not happy,
right,
I start going, I need to get out of this.
Right.
Because for me to start cheating and keeping it, that's so far from my quote unquote fairy tale. I'm like, this isn't what I want. Like, I want to be happy and fulfilled. So if I'm even wanting that, this isn't what fulfills me.
I literally, because there have been times where I've cheated where it was like an exciting thing or wrong. With this, the texting thing, it almost just felt like interactive porn. Like, it really didn't even feel like a real thing, even though it was totally was and was wrong. But it also, I think, depends who you're like doing it with. Like, I was doing it with an ex, so there was like something there. Even though there was nothing there, I didn't even care about this.
Well,
ex.
You
so
stay in
like
relationships.
Like a phone sex operator in a way.
It was like a phone sex operator, exactly.
Is that cheating?
It was cheating only because
it was an ex.
I should have called a phone
because
sex
of the
operator.
Dishonesty, because Someone's of the hiding,
that's what
because
she said.
Of the what happens with M's.
That's what she said.
Yeah. What happens with M's is she'll get in something, and instead of confronting
if you said, oh, I'm doing this, she'd be like, no, you're not doing that.
Oh, a phone sex operator would have been more than okay. But this specific ex I was texting, that was part of it.
Because
you
have a specific relationship to that person.
But you're saying, like, the hiding was the part that was, no, the whole thing. Like, you could say, she could say, like, oh, the hiding, like, if you would have just brought this to me, like, it, you know, we could have had a conversation. No, you're not, we wouldn't have had a conversation about that.
No, actually, we had. I asked about that specific person. And she was like, no. She was like, you can do it with someone else, but not that person. And I
but
was
she
like,
actually had the freedom to do it.
Yeah.
To do that with other people.
Yeah. But me and this person already had a whole repertoire. But the thing for me is like, I can guarantee if I text with this person, nothing's going to happen. I don't care with them. You couldn't pay me to get breakfast with this person. Like, if you're like, Emma, you want to listen to this person talk for 10 minutes? I'd be like, how about I go do anything else? Like, there's no, like, emotional risk of interest here. But I was like, if I go out to, like, meet someone new, then, like, I don't want to – because the bigger thing is, like, the feelings. Like, who are you going to start – for me, a big indicator of, like, if I'm, like, feeling emotional with someone is if I start, like, sharing stuff about career stuff. Because, like, I don't – like, that's, like, to me, like, a sacred space where I'm like, this is happening and this is happening, or I feel this about this. That's, to me, like, the biggest form of cheating.
Wow.
So lame. I know.
You just love your career. You know what I mean? Like, that's your
right,
where
that's
you put so
thing.
Much of your energy.
Right. So I'm like, this happened at an audition. That's when we're in trouble.
Well, I always find it interesting. Like, in many ways, I know you better than sometimes the girls you're dating.
Yeah.
But – for me, the
and
point...
Kate's helped me be more respectful about women because I was to not say bitches.
That's true. One time, Emma was like towards the end of a relationship with this one girl who
this
was
really
not
was, this was a while ago
who was not treating Emma great.
Who was it?
Begins with a T. And Emma had her
it
saved in her
Mahima.
Phone as like dirty cunt bitch. Do not text and. She was texting her, hey, baby, and then the name saved as cunt, bitch, and I'm like, Emma, what is happening in your life? No.
Yeah.
Like, if you feel this way about that person, get out. You know? Like, that's...
But me and that person were never... That was, like, the height of my, like, alcoholism, too.
That's
true. Me and that person were never actually together.
She kind of thought you were.
I mean, she could think whatever she wants. I never said any... It was, like, a purely, like...
Totally.
You know.
But yeah. But no, but I think eventually you are going to have a really good relationship when you're ready to be seen.
You got to see a picture of this person, though.
She was very good looking. Okay, Emma. Great.
Like, but like...
You were dating eye candy. That never... That's the wrong place. Okay, here's my... The thing I was going
to
say...
I couldn't work for that. Like, that wasn't an easy one to like...
Emma, what... Who? What are you talking...
All right, I'm sorry. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that took effort.
She's not an accessory to walk around on your arm.
No, I know. Nobody is.
Now I know that.
Anyway, but I think eventually you will be ready to fully be seen by a person and really have your inner world explored.
What do you guys think about polyamory?
We actually talked about it. We had a whole podcast on it.
Yeah.
I think eventually...
That's another reason why, like, you know, cheating to me is like... Like, I don't know, like, I can't, because I can't speak from experience, but I really feel like it wouldn't kill me like it does traditionally to most people. Like, when people get cheated on, like, I wouldn't feel like that. I would just be like, cool, do what the hell you're doing.
Right.
I'm out. You know what I mean? Like, and there would be a period of anger, but it wouldn't be like, you fucking bitch, blah, blah. It wouldn't be any of that. It'd just be like, I'm just going to not talk to you for a while. And then, like, even, honestly... I don't know. I could say this and people don't believe me, but I feel like even a month later, I would be able to have a conversation with this person.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm never going to date this person again.
But you never would again. Because I feel like I would, there's certain things like I think I would, I don't even know that you never would ever.
If the person's changed so much where I knew that they were no longer going to lie.
Right. I mean,
because like you said, the polyamory thing's not wrong.
Could you be in an open relationship? Like I think
it's not for me.
That would be the only thing. And I don't know necessarily if I've never done that, so I don't know if necessarily that works for me. But if someone who has cheated and they still, you know, we built something, but they cheated, and I'm just like, cool, whatever. But they want to have an open relationship, then that would be the only way. But to have another exclusive relationship, I'd be like, no, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You know
what I
mean? You can't really like change a person, really. Like, they have to change by themselves, and of course you can say, oh, I changed. Like, they're going to sell you on it. Obviously,
with the people, there are so many people who cheat, and then. If you said to them, oh, then why don't you just do like an open relationship? They're like, no, I don't want to picture them with anyone else. I'm like, oh, so you're just the most selfish person ever.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I want to go do whatever the fuck I want.
Right.
But like, I want to possess and own this person in a way where like I'm controlling the whole thing. Yeah. And it's like, fuck off.
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like I say,
it burns me up.
It's true.
Because I mean, I was in it. I've been in that.
Right.
And it's just like, I just wanted to know who that person was.
Right.
Like in a loving way where I'm like, let me know who you are.
Right.
If you want to live a polyamorous lifestyle, that's dope.
And give you the option to choose if you want to be a part of that.
Exactly. Yeah. But it almost felt like emotional rape where I was given no option in it. I had this fake world created for me where I thought I was in something else. And it turns out I was...
Which relationship was this?
I'm not going to
say. Yeah.
But like, it just sucked because I'm like, oh, I thought something else was going on. And you decided for me that it wasn't.
Right.
And I always knew in my gut that it and that's on me.
Right.
You know, but I always knew in my gut something was off. And then I still don't, that's the other thing is like, I still don't even know what this person's deal is.
How can you rebuild after cheating? Like, how could you?
It's very hard.
Like, if you were like, look, I want to like, is sexting the same kind of cheating?
It's not the same, but it's about the lie. Can you trust the person enough to really open up to them?
Because I know for me in that particular relationship, whichever one it was, like if I was able to like fix that one element, then I know because I loved that person so much, I would be able to like be faithful with them. Like if I was able to like have that like come into alignment, like that, you know, I would be able to. But that wasn't there was times where I've done emotional cheating and then it's over. Like, when there were times where I was, like, just talking, like, really opening up to someone else, then it's like, can't go back from that.
I don't know. Beyonce, her whole new Lemonade.
What's up? What happened?
I haven't heard it either.
So I looked at a lot of her new lyrics and, like...
It's all about, like, cheating and
it's
shit.
All about getting cheated on by her husband.
Who could you cheat on? Who, like, where do you go from Beyonce?
But did that's he cheat
her
on
lyrics,
her?
Yeah.
How do you know?
You have to read the lyrics. She says
she was like, "You cheated on me." Yeah, she literally says that in the thing. Yeah,
I mean, she goes into.
She's like, "You cheated on me with who? What was her name?"
She does. I mean, the lyric I read didn't give the name, but it's. She goes into it
in an interview they did because the interviewer was like, "So who did he cheat on you with?" And she was like, "Blah blah blah."
Yeah, he was cheating, and she talks about it.
It's not like she's doing it like in general cheating.
No, right, it's confirmed. It's like almost every song on her album is like, "I can smell the lies on your breath." Like, it's pretty intense. But she forgives him, and like almost the last song is about their love overcoming and her wanting to walk out but not being able to, and giving love another chance. But like, you know, and I was thinking a lot about that, having come from a situation of that, and I'm like. I'm not saying that love can't overcome that, but for me, I wouldn't want to be together in the process of that person changing. It's almost like, let's go our separate ways. And if in 3 years we come back and you are now a healed, trusting person, sure, I'm open. But like, that's very rare. And I have yet to even meet any ex that I've broken up with and have grown in the same direction as them. Do you know what I mean? It's very rare.
Why did he cheat on Beyonce?
Because it's not about Beyonce. Most people who cheat, it's because I think Jay-Z probably is used to having girls being thrown at him, and it validates him. It makes him feel whole. So here he has the baddest bitch in the industry, as she would say. She's amazing. She's hot. You know, she loves him, but he's getting something else from these other girls that she can't give anymore.
Well, there's one woman
she
in
even
particular.
Says, she's like, what was it about me? Because I'm not so thirsty. Right. You know, because like it's different when you're in a relationship and then you have all these other girls still being like, oh, you're a god.
Right.
So he's like, he gets to feel fucking big and important, you know.
But yeah, maybe he felt like demasculated being with Beyonce.
It takes a strong man to be with the queen.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
And she is the queen.
Yeah.
That's
she's the queen.
I got to listen to this thing now.
Well, I can't say.
What?
I like Beyonce a lot, but I've never been someone who like seeks her out.
No, me neither.
Yeah,
I actually don't.
Keep
like,
growing.
I actually,
she doesn't speak to me.
I said on Twitter once that I didn't think like I haven't liked a Beyonce song since like what was the song Halo maybe.
I liked Ring the Alarm.
No, and I said Love
Formation's my shit.
I liked that one too. That
people went crazy. They like attacked, like all these Beyonce fucking accounts were like going crazy.
I'm not part of the bay hive, no. But she's been really growing on me recently.
Yeah,
the more she kind of stands in her power, and even writing this stuff in her lyrics of
and
like,
she wrote it all.
Yeah,
wow.
Oh yeah, you're like fuck yeah, because that's an artist. Like I write poetry, and I have so many, you know, strong things in there, and I love how she just put it out there.
Would you rather write poetry or comedy?
I would never want to choose. Yeah. I could never give up one for the other. I love writing poetry because that's from my, like, if I'm bleeding out emotionally, I go write and I write it out.
Yeah. Do you write poetry, Joe?
No.
Me neither.
More of a haiku guy.
Ooh, really?
Well, that is poetry.
I used
was
to
it
write
three,
little
three,
rap
five,
songs.
3, 7, something?
I think it was
3, 5, 3.
5, 3, 5 maybe, or 3, 5. Yeah, something.
Haikus there's hurt my head.
When you bring
my
some
dyslexia,
haikus.
Haikus, like, really fuck me up. But I at least like write rap songs and stuff.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's you're an thing. Artist. You're a lyricist.
Thanks, Kate.
You're welcome.
Trying.
I love Emma. I'm Trying. Such a fan. I met Emma, I guess, about 5 years ago.
Wow.
I was interning at Broadway Comedy Club and she was on the show, and immediately she went up and I was dying laughing, and I just remember you came off and I was like, I'm such a fan.
I remember that. And you were like, you got to do my show. You and Alex had a show. And then I did Kate's birthday show, but I didn't know Kate at all. And it was like a roast, but I didn't know her well enough to like write roast jokes.
Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah.
I haven't had Alex on here yet. I'm going to eventually. Yeah. I haven't had him on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be an interesting show when I get Alex on, because he's very private and I know way too much about him. So that's why.
You'll just be looking at each other.
Yeah.
So.
Just because I'll be wanting to call him out.
Yeah.
And just having to be respectful, and it'll be too much energy for me to hold back and not bring up weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in.
Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do.
Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Well, it's great that you're in a relationship now. That's awesome.
Yeah.
How'd you guys meet?
Instagram.
Nice.
I like how I had an answer for you.
For like people that are like meeting, you know, through Instagram, like you
and
never.
Sammy's wonderful.
That's great.
It's hard to not meet people over social media if you're on it so much, you know.
Well, also because you have like 70 million fans, so like probably by default you're gonna know them on social media.
I guess.
You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think I'm gonna meet my person over social media. Well, I really it's the in person energy.
Would you ever try to have your listeners set you up with someone?
Oh my God.
Oh, I don't know.
I would never do that.
Maybe I would.
This is what I do though. Like when
never thought of that.
If I'm meeting someone on social media or online, whatever, like, you know, however you're contacting them, whatever, texting through whatever, and then you get their number and you talk to them for a while. If it seems like you guys are on the same page, whatever, the first time I hang out with them, I always do something that it's not like an event. It's not like dinner. It's not a movie. It's not any of that. It's just, let's just hang out and sit, talk.
Yeah, coffee.
Because I need to know if I like if
right away. Totally.
Yeah, if, you know what I mean. Like
if you vibe out.
Yeah,
it's not like anything else.
Do you
like,
go
it's
on like
just,
a walk or coffee type thing,
or like a car ride or something. Just
oh,
like
a car ride.
Yeah,
that's
just
pretty
whatever.
Intimate.
That's pretty trusting. You can do that because you're the guy. Because if a girl will just get in the car with you.
Yeah.
I guess
he's a trusting dude.
It's not like a random thing. I mean, like we've been texting for like a week or 2 weeks or something like that, and then like you know. Let's just hang
out.
Plus,
he's famous.
Or
he's not going to throw out a whole career.
Right. They know that you're
to
not
murder
like,
someone in a car.
Because they can go, they can verify you.
You'd
know,
be surprised.
Track
though.
It
a
the
lot
whole
of,
time.
A lot of people do that. Like my friends do that all the time. Like they meet girls and then like they text for like a week or two and then they just pick them up. But they do stuff. Like I don't.
Like what kind of stuff?
But like, I don't, like you know, like they go out for dinner or they go.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they hurt them or something.
No,
we were,
no.
What are you saying? Because we were saying that it's like trusting of them to get in the car. And you're like, well, my friends do it.
No,
like,
I'm saying
my friends pick up
so,
girls and rape them in the car.
No, no, no.
And then
they
drop them
just get them in the car and they do stuff to them. So
I meant it was I'm saying it's surprising because a lot of girls do just take that chance and jump in the car.
Right.
I've done some stupid shit in my past.
People got to get pepper spray. Did you know you cannot get pepper spray in New York?
It's
in
like
Boston.
Illegal, right?
My mom gets me pepper spray.
But I found a loophole. But I can't believe it's illegal to get pepper spray sent here. But I found a loophole. You can order bear spray.
Oh, yeah.
Bear spray.
And that'll really take a motherfucker down.
Yeah, because I was trying to get pepper spray, and then I couldn't, like, get it sent. I was trying to get it for someone else, so I ordered bear spray. And that,
good for you, Em.
Yeah, and I gave it to the person, yeah.
This old girl that I used to date had pepper spray on her keychain.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm not really comfortable with that. I don't know.
You didn't want to get sprayed.
Because she would always just joke around, like, oh, yeah, I'll spray you. I'm like,
no.
You're going to hit the button by accident. Yeah. I'm going to fucking kill you. Like, just
right.
Stop.
I actually, this was years ago, like when I first got a divorce, I went on OkCupid and I just thought of this now. The guy seemed all right and he's like, why don't you come over? I went over. Whew. And we didn't kiss. I didn't do anything. I just was so trusting and naive. I was like, okay.
How long did you guys talk?
And then I was in the, not long. I just went in and all of a sudden I was like, this is stupid. Like I immediately was like, because I had been married. I was always, like I had never been in that situation. I was so overly trusting. And then I did that, and I was like, not
weird
doing this again.
Weird of him to have you just over, too. Like, you know
he
wanna...
probably thought, oh, we're fucking. And then
right.
I just came in like, nice place. Oh,
right.
I like that. Okay, bye.
Right. Right.
He jerked
I'm
off
so,
that night.
I'm almost like overly naive.
Was he cute?
No. I mean, he was all right, but like.
He jerked off that night.
I'm sure. He had like weird. It was weird energy.
Every night.
I was going through a weird thing.
It's hard.
Yeah. No, I would never do that now. Now it would be you meet in a public place. But
right.
I don't even like doing, plus I feel like we're so accessible in the public eye that it's like after a first date, they're like, oh, what do? I'm a comedian. And they're like, immediately they're looking at your shit. And they know so much more
about
me.
About you.
Everything.
The thing is the types of things that I would say, like me, Emma, getting to know someone, the timeline for it is so fucking different than if you come to a live show. Because I would never tell about like my childhood in the same way. Whereas if you come to one show, it's like every thought I've ever had laid out, hyped up, oversold, like everything. And then if you were just getting to know me, that's why I don't like it when people come. I don't know if it's better to have someone come to a show right away or worse. Because if they like that, then they're going to be more into it. But I'm like, but that's not really me. It's me times like
it's like a facet of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I went on one date and a guy was like, oh, let me check out your podcast. And I was just like, no. Like, I was just like, you're going to hear about how I licked my ex's ass.
Right.
Like, I don't need that shit in my life.
Right. And neither do you, man. Yeah. Yeah. Did he call back?
I didn't want it. I'm not dating. Like, I just, right. I know that when it's right, I will meet naturally the right person. I'm just getting weirder and weirder as a human being. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm going to need, the person doesn't have to necessarily believe in aliens and that fairies are flying around with us at all times, but they're going to have to be really fucking open to it and right. really supportive. Like, I finally, I'm close with Rosebud.
Right.
You know, and it's just so nice. Like, we were all hanging out and Emma goes, I'm so happy Kate found a friend.
Yeah, because Kate was talking about aliens and fairies, and then I was kind of like, okay, and then Rosebud was like, mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm happy you
Rosebud,
guys have
each she wants
other.
To say, uh-huh, but she'll be like, I know, and then the wings that they have are this. Right. Like, it's like, so I would love to find a guy who's, it doesn't have to be as into it, but like, doesn't just go, okay, honey. Like, right. no condescending.
All right,
exactly.
Right. right. Well, the right guy for you wouldn't, most guys wouldn't want that unless they were into it too. You know what I'm saying?
No, well, no. There are some guys who aren't.
They just want to see your nipples, and that's right. all.
Yeah. They're like, but then they go, that's cute. Oh my God, I have a funny story. I do this on stage, so I'm sorry to do a bit, but this literally happened, and it's the best thing that's ever. Okay, so this makes me so happy. I was buying shit at my bodega. I had like, literally chips, a sleeve of Oreos, and eggs. And this guy comes up. He goes, hey, girl, you eating healthy today?
No.
And I was like, lunatic. And he was serious. And I was like, oh, the eggs? And he's like, yeah, eggs are healthy. And I was like, I guess. And then he goes, you got a husband or a boyfriend? I'm like, yeah, I have a boyfriend. And he's like, that's cool. Give me your number anyway. We could be friends. And I'm like, you don't want to be friends. And he's like, I want to be your friend. I was like, you want to have sex? And he's like, nuh-uh. And I was like, well, actually, you think you want to have sex? You think you want my pussy? But what you really want is to be whole again. I'm like, you want to be that magical kid from so long ago.
And she's talking too much is what he was
thinking. Wait. I go, you want to talk to the fairies. You want to be an artist. You're an artist, but you closed it off to survive. But what you really want is just to be you again. And he looks at me and he goes, so let me be myself inside of you.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
That's great.
And I was like, you're not coming inside of me. And I walked away. And as I was walking.
You guys covered a lot of ground in like 2 minutes.
No, it was my fault. I mean, I should have just walked away. But as I was walking away, he's yelling at me, I'm going to pull your hair. I'm going to suck your toes. And I was like, I hate him.
That's nice. So like, so you guys, happened. You didn't get his number?
No.
I'd ask.
Was he cute at all?
No, he just was looking at me like I was a fucking piece of meat to come inside of.
Technically.
Get the fuck out of here. And I tried to mind fuck him by going into his soul, and it clearly backfired on me.
Guys have an excuse for everything. It doesn't matter what the hell you say. I've heard guys say wild shit.
Ugh.
It's just like, dude, how could you even...
I'm going to pull your hair. I'm going to lick your toes.
Would you even want someone to lick your toes?
I wouldn't. I mean, it would be a fine. Yeah, I've had that.
I would kick someone.
Someone lick your toes?
Well, I'm just very ticklish.
Mm. Oh.
You put your mouth on my toe, you might get a broken nose. I don't know.
I would laugh.
You've been with guys with toe fetishes?
Not a toe fetish, but we've been so into it that like if my legs are up,
right?
That,
of like, course, they're like,
but not like sucking on it. But it'll just be like whatever. I mean, I'll get weird,
right?
I'll like smell. I'll put my face in their like armpit,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, I know Speaking how to. I know fetishes. How to pull the energy right out of a room.
Oh my God!
Because I'm in it. Do you know what I mean? I just want to smell the person. Right. I just want like I'm not into like. Kinky weird, like I'm not like get a candle and I'm gonna burn your nipples, like I don't want shit like that. No, like I don't need pain, but I'm in.
Are you into getting spanked?
No. Like, I've talked
you
about
lay
this
across
before.
Someone's lap and they spank
no.
you.
No. Oh, no. Oh, across the lap spanking.
Yeah, like so no, like someone, because I was doing that, I had been, you know, with people that were really into that for a while, and then I hadn't a long time, and then I realized my spanking confidence was in the gutter because I like forgot how to do it. So I was in a situation where I was spanking someone like that, and I hadn't for a long time, and I was like, I had no rhythm, I didn't even know how to like hold my hand. Like I felt like I was bombing. Like I was like, and I didn't know what to say because all the people I had been with that like to get spanked before like to get degraded in a certain way, and then this person like didn't, so I was like, I wanted someone to feed me lines, but like then I like now I feel like my confidence is back with that, but
she's back on top.
No, I mean, Tim always said when he like if I was on top and he would do it, he's like, I always have to really be sensitive. He's like, he'd always have to like meditate into the smack to make sure it wasn't like too aggressive.
Because I'll
feel
it.
Because if it's like too hard, I'll be like, why would you do that to me?
That is, what?
I can see you spanking a guy. Like a guy, no?
Maybe. I grab the butt, you know?
Right,
like I get in it.
Right.
I, the last time I had sex, I accidentally bit a little too hard than, but not like bite, but like I was in it and what? Like, and the person was like, ow.
Right.
And I was like,
what'd
oh.
you bite?
Chest.
Oh, I didn't know what you, I don't know if it was the dick no, or whatever.
No, we were having sex and I was just in it and I didn't meet, like, it was just like a nip. And
he probably liked like, it.
He did. He was just like, whoa.
Right.
Yeah. I get in.
Yeah.
You get in?
Go hard or go home.
Because sometimes you got to bite someone, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Or scratch the fucking daylights out of them.
I accidentally, like, what was it? 7 months ago when I was having sex with a person, I accidentally gave them hickeys. And I don't give hickeys.
Okay, back to 13.
No, right, I know, like, right? I was right. so, I don't. Like, I felt never so embarrassed.
I've never gotten right. or given a hickey in my
really?
Entire life.
I don't I mean to. I was so, I guess, in his neck.
Right.
And, like, and then or afterwards,
maybe
he was like.
Skin.
I think he had sensitive
because
skin.
Because I had done was that with someone, and I was like, I know no. like what it usually takes to give someone a hickey, and you got that quick.
No, it was like sensitive skin.
Yeah.
But I was also like, was, I think, when I'm in it, I'm in another world.
Right.
And then afterwards, I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I gave someone a hickey a little while ago, and they got pissed. Like, they were like, what are you, like, really? Again, I have to go to work.
I hate that. If someone gave me a hickey, I'd be like, what the fuck's happening here?
Yeah.
Really? I always prevent
I have very sensitive skin, too.
If any girl started kissing my neck, it was like 2.5 Mississippi. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi.
And we're good.
Okay, you're really? All set there.
I would have been so insulted. I felt bad when I bit a little too hard, because I was just like, oh,
nah,
sorry.
You express yourself how you need to.
Yeah, no.
I never, like, address anything in the middle of sex, really. Like, if something happens, like... But afterwards, immediately afterwards, I'd be like, what the fuck? Just, what was that? That was nuts. Like, what the hell? Like, I remember me and Sam were having sex at the time. She smashed her head on the wall.
Ooh.
Like, just smashed it. We both didn't say a word.
Really?
And then, like, afterwards, I was like, by the way, do you have a concussion? Because
like,
you fucking hit your head back there, you know?
But you're
just
in a... See, I would have to say something.
It's a different speed.
I've had moments where you have to laugh.
Yeah, she was all right.
I would laugh. I'd laugh, get over the laughter, and
if
then
it was
keep
a brick wall,
going.
She may not have Ooh, been all
right. Right.
But it was, you know, it was sheetrock, your standard.
I would have been like, are you okay? I would have.
Yeah, I would have.
It wasn't that, like, I'm exaggerating. It wasn't that hard to the point where you're like, we need to stop
Blood
and think about this.
Blood gushing down her face, and you're just like.
It wasn't like, boom, but it was like, you know, I heard it. Like, it was like,
right.
And I was like, okay, that, you know, depending on how hard this
Poor
wall is.
Poor Sammy.
Yeah, that could have hurt. But
did she have an orgasm after hitting her head?
Yeah.
What position were you guys in?
She was on top.
Yeah.
And she, it was her fault, technically, you know.
I
didn't lift her. I
can't picture you guys having sex because it's just like so, you guys are such wholesome people.
What? Oh, no, it's disgusting. it gets a little disgusting.
What does that mean?
It's not like.
Like you guys get in it.
Yeah, it's not like standard, like, oh,
oh
and we're done.
Yeah.
No, it's not like that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Sammy's hot. She has a hot body.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
It's ridiculous.
Go for
Seen
you.
Seen that hot bod.
What type of work does she do?
She's a dancer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
What type of work
does
she
fucked,
do?
I fucked her this weekend.
What business is she into? Yeah.
What does she do? What'd you say?
I said I fucked her this weekend. She was amazing.
Oh, yeah. She did have a dream. What happened?
I had a dream one time where I interrupted. I walked in on him and Sammy having sex, and they stopped, and then I kept having sex with Sammy.
You just kicked Joe out?
And I was just like... Watching in the
corner. I was like, let me show you how it's really done, girl.
And I was just on the corner, like in the corner, like, well.
I don't even know. I wasn't paying attention. I had a girl to get off.
Was there at least like a tag? Like I tagged you in or you just did this
yeah,
on your
we
own?
Yeah, we slapped hands. I was like, go take a rest.
All right.
If Kate was gay, she'd be big pimping.
I would be
You'd
big
probably
pimpin'.
Like femmy girls and you'd be real like.
I don't think so.
I'd be like, I got you. I would definitely be into. What do you mean?
She'd be. What kind of girls do you think
what
she'd
What do
like?
You think?
I think that. You would just, I don't know. You like, I don't know. I can't picture. Would you say she would be big pimping?
She would be. She would like
oh,
femmy
feeding
girls.
You.
Girls? No, she would like feminine girls, and she would be big pimping.
I'd be into the lipstick lesbians, and yeah. I'd have a lot of them.
Yeah,
lipstick lesbians.
Like yeah. I like these hot chicks. I'd be yeah. like coming into the shows. Like, come on, ladies.
Have you seen Maybe. Hot? Really, like hot? Why do you think that?
What?
Why do you think she wouldn't be like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're on, like,
I don't think you understand what's happening.
Yeah, I don't. I think we're not.
I'm saying if she was a lesbian, then she would get, if she liked women, she would be with, like,
the
feminine
hot...
women. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, probably, yeah.
What did That's you not... think we were saying?
I
what
thought
were
she
you
said,
saying?
Like, you would be, like, banging all these girls. Like,
yeah, we are
ones.
Saying that.
No, I don't think that. Not at all.
Yeah, I'm monogamous in every way.
Yeah, no shot.
I get it. I try, not having sex,
but I think you'd be like very good at picking up women.
I think so too.
Yeah,
I can feel that.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think I'd almost be dangerous.
Probably. I've never seen you in your element.
I've never been in my element.
The prowl.
I don't really have a prowl. Like even with guys, like I just don't. If I like a dude, I'm just kind of like, I like you. Do you want to get tea?
Right.
You want to go get tea?
What bells and whistles? I'm like, do you want to see if we like each other? And then can it end in fucking? So I'm gonna shave my vagina for this.
Right.
Are we fucking or what? You know what I mean? Like I don't have time for like. I'm just like yo. You can just tell. But I also like dating very blunt people as well. So normally in the last two dating situations I've been in, they've almost been the first ones to say, yo, we're dating. And I'm like, yeah, duh. Like, because I like dating that kind of person. I don't like games. I don't like not knowing where we stand.
Right.
So, yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I ain't got time for that.
It's dumb.
Yeah. I'm like, is this going somewhere?
And you're not onto Tinder or anything like that.
No. I just feel like it wouldn't work for someone like me.
Right.
Why not?
It's really hard to feel into a person's energy.
I've met people on Tinder, and then the key is just being like, let's meet up right away. I haven't met that many people, but like right away.
I'm so busy.
That's the other thing, too. Like the time, if I've maybe only met up in person with like three people from Tinder. Yeah.
Three. Yeah, I don't know. I know a lot of my friends have found their girlfriends on Tinder. I don't know. It almost makes me more depressed because then you meet up with a person and if immediately there's no chemistry and then I have to sit around
them for
half an
hour. But you can feel that out just in the back and forth. Like in the back and forth, you can feel it out.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I have full faith that the universe will bring in the right person when it's time. I do. And I'm chilling single, you know, like I know how to masturbate really well. If it gets really, you know, if I'm really needing dick, like I'll figure it out.
Right.
But I'm not like that. Like for me, I was trying to explain this to her. Well, I mean, we've already talked about this on the podcast a million times, but like literally I can see a hot dude. It doesn't matter. Like my body's not like, yeah. So it wouldn't even be enjoyable. Like I have to have something that really pulls me to that person.
Me too. It's like an energy thing too. And there has to be like a sexuality alignment. Like I'm not attracted to like straight women. So when people are like, you know, who's your celebrity crush? Like it would probably be the lead singer of the Pussycat Doll Girls.
Nicole.
Yeah, but I would need like a reading from her to know like what kind of vibe she is.
Yeah, no.
But she seems a little tiny bit like something, so.
She could be something.
Yeah, but like that would be my celebrity crush, but I'd have to like, you know what I mean? Like I am.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like
all,
me?
My friend, he got like tickets to be a part of, Neil Patrick Harris had this live show that was on, I don't know if it's still on, or if it got canceled or whatever, but. It's a live show, and he was in the audience, and he was going to be possibly a part of the show, right? So he's like, do you want to come with me? I was like, yeah, sure. So I'm there, and Alec Baldwin is there, and Neil Patrick Harris, the show's going on. All of a sudden, Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah, what the hell is her last name?
I think it's Scherzinger.
The worst last name ever. Like
she comes out of fucking nowhere,
that's
and I'm like, now I'm having fun.
Right.
That's
how hot she is that she never had to change her last name. Because if she was even a little bit less than how hot she is, someone would be like, change your last name to Rogers or something simple. Yeah, but with her name, people like us will be like, Nicole, and we know who we're talking about.
Scherzinger.
She's gorgeous.
She came in. Did you make eye contact with her?
I was trying. I was like, she could definitely feel the heat
from
my vision.
Yeah.
But, you know, nothing happened. Nothing happened, guys.
What was she like in person?
You didn't take out your YouTube video and play it in front of her
face? You watch YouTube?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey! You got the internet, Mr. Internet over here? Yeah.
Oh, how's your Wi-Fi? Because I'm on it.
Yeah.
No, but yeah.
Was she like drinking water, eating?
She was part of the show. She was, I don't know, this is like a random.
She was in the show?
Yeah, but
Did she talk?
Kind of. She was just kind of like the hot chick who like brought, you know, like the hot chicks on The Price is Right who are just, well.
Yeah.
You know, she was kind of like that for that show. Like she opened the door for like some contestant who like ran out and it was like, whatever.
I bet she nailed it.
I was going
to
try to
have. But
she
was like right there. I was like,
wow.
I was going to try to have a lesbian experience this year, but then I backed away.
Why would you push yourself to do that?
I don't know.
I don't think you should. I think you're totally straight and you shouldn't feel bad about that. It's yeah. like weird.
Yeah, no, I know. I felt like I was closing my off to an earthly experience I could
have.
I think
that the way that you're already, I think if you actually were like queer or whatever it is, you would be into feminine women. But now since you are actually attracted to men, you probably would like a more like androgynous type, like open-minded whatever person. But
I mean, for me, I'm so open that if I met whoever I meet, if I'm pulled to that person, I'm gonna go with it.
Right. I say the same thing about myself, but I don't.
But I'm just not
see how that would work.
Right now, I'm not really even pulled to anyone. Like,
because you're just attracted to kind of like softer characteristics, but in men. So you're attracted to almost like a feminine man. Like I'm attracted to femininity, but it would need to be in woman. But I would be more attracted.
Yeah, I
to
want like
a
more
super
soft feminine man,
faggy gay guy than like a butch woman. Like that's just like 100% off the table.
Interesting.
I'm repulsed by that.
By the bitch, you hear me? Butch women?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, of course.
Well, in your case.
I'm not attracted to that.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Because I know a girl who's like super hot lesbian dating a chick who honestly you would never know was
that
a
she's
woman.
A chick.
Yeah. You'd be like, well, that's a guy.
Does she identify as woman or is she trans?
No, she identifies as...
Sexuality is just so interesting, you know? Someone had me take this test, the Kinsey scale.
Yeah, very famous, Kate. You never heard of it?
No.
She's like, the Kinsey scale. You never heard of it?
No.
Oh, it's like this whole like spectrum thing.
I took it and it said like your results, it couldn't be computed because mine was so all over the place and weird. And I was like, I knew I was an alien.
Right.
Because I'm so open in many ways. I'm so open, but I'm also so, like, I can't have sex at this point.
Is it to see how straight or gay you are or something?
I think kind of. Yeah.
And mine was like, because they're trying to ask you questions
about sex.
But it's
like way from back in the day. So it's like way
it's outdated, I think. Yeah. It's just, I mean, that's such a hard thing to compute anyway.
Right.
Especially.
What are the questions?
Evolving things about gender.
Fuck, I should get it out. And you
should take it. Yeah, we should take it live on the air.
Are they interesting? Like, have you scissored? Do you enjoy scissors?
Do you enjoy scissors? You're so
that's not really
stupid.
Like a thing.
No, I don't know. Yeah. I know. I hear that all the time.
It's not,
like,
I don't even
we
know.
We don't
how.
Do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you,
guys just think we do that?
Scissors. Okay. I'm pulling it up. Joe's going to take it, even though we already know. Okay.
I hope what I get like super gay.
How funny would that be?
That'd what
be
is great. Your age?
24.
Okay. What gender? Okay. I was joking, but. Okay, I've never felt sexual desire. True or false?
False.
Can I take it too?
Emma.
We'll take it together. We'll see what happens.
I cannot decide what sex I'm attracted to more.
No, false.
False. I find the idea of having sex with another man repulsive.
Yeah.
This is how they fucking phrase the questions. Like, this is like
it's
not
so
that
homophobic.
It's also not like very like open to like different. Like, that's like a pretty black
that's
and white
a very
answer,
black
which is
and
fair.
White.
Yeah. Repulsive, right?
Like, hold on. Yeah. I wouldn't want to die without having experimented sexually with both men and women.
I wouldn't want to die without
having experimented with both men and women.
Would you let
women.
A super faggy guy blow you?
No.
That's false.
I don't think I would be able to, like...
It'd be like, why would you?
Guys, we got to finish this and then wrap it up.
Yeah.
Okay, I have no interest in sexual intercourse with anyone.
False.
What point is that question even?
The gender composition of an orgy would be irrelevant to my decision to participate.
I'm too stupid to answer that.
False. Wait,
what do you mean, like...
You care about... If you were going to have an orgy, you definitely care about what gender's in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't, like, if it was, like, two girls and two guys, but, like, I'm not touching the dude. He's doing his own
right.
thing.
Right, I already
you know
answered
I mean?
For you. I avoid watching gay pornography.
Yeah.
True. I can be sexually attracted to anyone in the right circumstances.
False.
I have always been extremely confident in my sexual orientation.
Wait, that first one was an interesting one. That could be, what was the one right before this one?
I can be sexually attracted to anyone in the right circumstances.
I wonder that about myself, but it would have to be like say it was some, even if it was some really masculine guy, like if they were like on their hands and knees, like begging to get fucked or something, I'd be like, because that would be attractive to me. And if they were like calling themselves a girl, if they're like, I'm a, like saying like really
I'm
feminizing themselves. Yeah. And they were like, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. I'd, my head, I'd be like.
Yeah. Well, you get attracted to
but then
dominance.
I'd be like, and then I couldn't.
That's not
but
the
in
person,
that circumstance,
that's an, yeah,
I could maybe
true.
Be interested
that's
in
true.
That.
I find men more attractive than women.
False.
I would find a threesome with a couple awkward specifically because of the presence of a man.
specifically, I would just feel weird.
All over. I am only attracted to men. False. I am sexually submissive.
False. She looked up like, are you?
I get to find something out about the show real quick.
Not that there'd be anything wrong with that.
Yeah, Emma, it's your thing. I think you get attracted to just being able to dominate. So even if it was a man bending over being like, take a dick and stick it in my ass. No.
They're called dildos.
That was good. That was good dirty talk, though. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Take a dick and just.
Take a dick and. Yeah.
Guys, I know how to have dirty sex talk. Okay.
Dirty sex talk.
You're exclusively heterosexual.
Wait, this quiz sucked.
This quiz is like easy.
No, it's a suck. This is what mine was.
I wanted some challenging ones. Yeah, that
wasn't
like,
very like. It doesn't really give you anything to contemplate.
No, mine was the test failed to match you to a Kinsey type profile.
What the fuck were you answering?
Same questions.
The same questions.
Yeah, but like, what were you saying?
Yeah, like
I forget. We have to wrap it up. I forget. It was
what,
like,
what did it say? Am I like
talk about a cliffhanger?
I know.
I mean, the questions aren't even like that open to like it's yes or no.
I feel like that just made me like
mine
a homophobic straight dude.
Doesn't mean you're homophobic.
No, I know, but I'm saying the questions are like, do you find men repulsive? Do you hate when two guys kiss? Like, it's like crazy.
Well, you can not be into it and not be attracted to that. Like,
no.
You know what I mean?
And I don't understand, like, when girls are like, oh, like, guys kissing's, like, kind of hot. I'd be like, why does that do anything for you? That doesn't...
I'll watch guys kissing sometimes because, like, it's just, like, I'm attracted to all... I think desire's hot. So if it's, like, they, like, want each other really bad, then, like, I'll be like, I'll think that's hot.
Okay, guys. Gonna wrap this up.
All right.
Emma, where can they find you?
EmmaComedy.com. My show on Sirius comes out the first Tuesday of the month at 3 p.m. And then I have two video interviews with Go Magazine a month on a new show I'm doing called Unregulated with Emma Willman. And then I have an episode of a new show on Uproarious coming out on Fuse TV. May 4th, Cosmo Digital. I did a reality episode with them. That's gonna be out. And then I'm gonna be in the June issue of Elle Magazine.
Whoa.
So you really have nothing going on.
I got nothing going on. And I'm performing at the Comedy Cellar now, too. Did I tell you that?
Fuck yeah. I saw your name.
Are you?
Thank you. Wow. Yeah, thank you. So I'm excited about that.
There she
that.
Goes.
Yeah.
There
and
she
I'm touring.
Goes.
Rising to the top. I got a lot of tour dates with Carly Aquilino this summer, which is cool, too.
That's amazing.
So we'll be out there.
Out it and about it.
Out it and about it. Trying. You
sexting,
know, the process.
Sexting all the girls. In the
no,
meantime.
I haven't been doing that at all.
No, that's good. I think it takes some
cold
time.
Turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, for me, you can follow me on Twitter at the Kate Wolf. And if you want a tarot reading, it's $50 over Skype. I can address any issue you have, by the way. So contact me, kwolf27@gmail.com. Oh, and Instagram at the Kate Wolf.
The Kate Wolf.
And if you guys want to contact me, I'm on Twitter at Joe Santagato. And thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
The Wolf.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
What the fuck is happening?